I used to think having no boundaries was so cool. I'm the carefree girl, the chill girl, down for whatever girl. I'm just so cool because I don't care. No, 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 no. It does not give off chill. It does not give off cool girl. It does not give off that. It literally gives off unsafe, no self-esteem, nothing. It just gives that off. And I honestly thought I was giving off chill girl. And no, 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 no. Hey friends, welcome back to the Why Would I Say That podcast. It's your girl Tierra. And as you can tell, I'm recreating the episode that went terribly wrong. So if you've watched the same episode in terrible, terrible audio, I want to thank you so much because you were like my ride or dies. If you actually listened to that podcast because you were so excited for my podcast episode, thank you for being here and supporting me. It's now deleted. It's being taken over by this one. We're talking about the same exact topic because I could not allow myself to let that stay up on the internet. That was so bad. And I don't know. You guys know that I'm a newer podcast. I'm just trying to figure things out if you've been here for the last few weeks. And like my mic was not miking. And if you missed it, good, because you don't need to hear that. You don't need to hear my mess up. You don't need to hear it. It's fine. But I just want to thank you guys so much for being here and like listening. If you did listen to that, because there was no way in hell I would be able to listen to that, dude. It was making my ears ring. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. But your girl's getting it together. As you can tell, the sound is much better. I found out I was recording these episodes so wrong, and the quality of content should be so much better from here on out, and it's only up from here, motherfrickers. So yeah, thank you guys so much for just supporting me and listening to that crappy audio if you did. There was only like 20 of you, maybe 40 of you that did. Thank you, because there's no way I was bearing that, and I don't know how the frick you did. And if you did, I want to give you something because that is some support right there. Thank you. Thank you. I love you with my entire being. I just want to jump straight into today's topic, which is boundaries. 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 Something I have always, always struggled with. Because again, I was the girl that have never had them. I did not want to face the guilt that it made me feel. I didn't want to come off as selfish. I was scared of the conflict some of my boundaries were going to bring. I was scared that I was going to lose people because I'm setting certain boundaries. There were so many reasons I feared setting boundaries, which honestly just hurt me in return. Because what a lack of boundaries does is really just make you feel unsafe and put yourself in unsafe situations, uncomfortable situations, situations you don't want to be in. And learn from me, set your freaking boundaries. Don't care. Do not care if you lose somebody, because if it's your boundary and you feel it in your heart and your soul, it is your freaking boundary. And that's probably not going to change. And I'm going to instill that in you so freaking hard today. So listen up, people, because I've been through it. I know what it literally feels like going through it. So if you're going through this too, take it from me, because I've been there, and now your girl has all the boundaries in the world and I could give a fuck less, because you know what? It's my life. Just as if it's your life, you're living it. Set those freaking boundaries in a way that you need to live the best life that you can live, because you deserve it. You're not worth less than the next person, so quit acting like it. If you're familiar with me, I air out everything. I literally exploit myself on the internet. You know I've put myself in some uncomfortable and situations. You already know it. My lack of boundaries had me so fucked up, you wouldn't even, oh my God. Nope. Mm-mm. Something that really sits with me when I think about my lack of boundaries, and I'm sharing this to hopefully help someone, or if they're in this situation, that they know that like what they feel in their gut is right and it doesn't have to be this way. I'm sharing a story that's very much needs a trigger warning here. If you don't like talking about sexual boundaries, skip this part. Okay. Just scroll like 4 to 5 minutes. Just skip it. It's fine. Some situations I put myself in because of my lack of boundaries have literally have like changed my brain forever. So like, don't put yourself in these situations. Okay. When I was dating my ex-boyfriend, I didn't have a lot of boundaries. He had all these boundaries in the world, all these rules in the world, had all these things, but I was scared to lose him. I was scared to upset him. So I would just follow his rules and boundaries and mine, I guess. When I was dating my ex, he had this like boundary and this rule, or whatever the fuck you want to call this. In my opinion, it's manipulation. Told me I had to have, sorry, trigger warning. He told me I had to have sex with him every single day in order for him to feel like a man and to like just operate as a man in the society. And if I didn't, like, he'd probably end up breaking up with me because it's one of the needs that needs to be met. Like, he has to do it every single day, which your girl delivered. Can't say I didn't deliver until, like, the very, very end when things started to get really bad. I just literally, like, my body could not anymore. Like, my body was literally rejecting him because this was at a point where he quit his job. He moved me to a state that I didn't want to move to for his dream. He didn't even act on that dream. I ended up having to drain my savings account. Like, I was just very much, like, isolated, very unattracted from him now. He drained my savings account. I was coming home and he was playing video games every day. So I just didn't give him that, right? And I just remember him looking at me at the end and was being like, if you don't do this with me, I'm going to have to leave because I can't operate as a man and all this stuff. But I would always try to before this because I didn't want him to cheat on me and I didn't want to cause a fight and I didn't want to do anything. Like, even if I was so tired, so sore, it didn't matter what predicament that I was in, I would always just do it to make him feel better. In return, made me feel nasty and gross, made me feel sore and tired, made me feel so disconnected from my body because I didn't even have a boundary around sex. Are we kidding right now? I know where this came from, the feeling state came from. Obviously, I shouldn't have put myself in this situation, but I want to kind of get into, like, why you might have a lack of boundaries and why you may be getting into situations like this. Maybe not as bad as that, but I just kind of wanted to go into it that deep because I want you to know what situations you can put yourself in if you have a lack of boundaries. Listen to me. Take it from me. I put myself in a lot of situation. Obviously, this is stemming from the fear of conflict and the fear of abandonment. If you have a hard time creating boundaries, it could be because you're scared to have conflict. You're scared to have confrontation. You're scared to lose this person. But if it's a boundary in you, you're almost worse off staying with them, trying to not have the boundary, and listening to your internal rage. That is so much worse. That is so, so, so much worse. I don't want you to be in that situation. Even from my situation, like, speaking on it after the fact, I'm like, I see it. And I'm like, dude, I'm way better off being alone and being screamed at over not doing that than to allowing him to do that to me. But I did allow it. So. But it's so much more worth it to honestly get in those conflicts, get in those fights, because if you're setting a boundary, something so little, like, hey, like, I just don't want to do that today, and they get mad and they get angry and they get screamy, manipulative, blah, 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 they're probably manipulating you. They're probably trying to gaslight you. They're trying to make you live by their boundaries or whatever. If someone is going to make you feel bad about a boundary, they're most likely gaslighting and manipulating you. And I don't want you to be in that situation just because you fear the conflict or the abandonment. Because honestly, if they react that way, it's so much more worth losing that person because they're obviously manipulating you and gaslighting you and, like, changing your brain waves. And, like, honestly, someone who loves and cares about you won't do that to you about your boundaries. And my therapist even told me that if you were setting a boundary and they react poorly and, like, it's most likely because they're trying to violate that boundary. Honestly, cut your losses. Don't be scared of that abandonment. Don't be scared of that conflict. Because honestly, if there is a conflict that comes from it, they're not for you anyways. But I do understand the fear of it and why you might not be setting boundaries, because you're fearful you're going to lose people. You're fearful you're going to have conflict. Another big reason you could lack boundaries is learned behavior growing up. Whether you had, like, say you grew up with both parents, one of your parents lacked boundaries and, like, sacrificed everything for that person to love them, and you learned growing up that you have to sacrifice your entire being in order to be loved. In theory, someone sacrificing everything for you sounds amazing, right? But then you realize they sacrificed everything for you. That is not, it's not a good look. Picking that up from your childhood is probably really, really hard. Like, personally for me, I think I was in one of those situations where, like, one of my parents sacrificed everything for the other and, like, everything just went to shit. Like, it went to shit. They're divorced now, by the way. Seeing one of your parents' boundaries get violated in order to be loved or in order for them to have their family, that's something that might have stuck with you throughout adulthood. Another reason that it might have stuck with you throughout adulthood, which very much affects me to this day, is having your boundaries violated when you were a child. I know when you were a child, technically you're learning life, and there's going to be times where, like, yeah, your parents going to violate your boundary because you're learning or whatever and they're trying to help you. But there's other times where they're actually violating boundaries. And just because you're a child does not mean that you can't have boundaries. You can't have privacy. You have the right to learn to have boundaries. You have the right to learn how to convey boundaries. Your parents should teach you that. You have a right to privacy. I know your parents are going to be up your butthole a little bit when you're underage and like just trying to help you figure things out. But I do think a healthy parent will give you a degree of privacy. Personally, for me, I didn't have a door growing up. That is very, very hard and something that I struggle with a lot because I feel like I can't have privacy, and it's probably a big reason I stay here and exploit myself on the internet half the time. I'm an open book because I was forced to be an open book growing up. Okay, and also I was an only child, so sometimes I wish I had a sibling just so they were up their butts and would leave me the frick alone. But I honestly never learned privacy. I just never learned that. And honestly, I think every person, no matter the age, is entitled to some degree of privacy and boundaries, because that is something you literally have to learn through your adult years. If you don't learn it in your childhood years, you take that into your adult years and it fucks you. It just does. So that could be a reason that you lack boundaries as well, because I know for a fact that is a reason that I lack boundaries. Learn behavior. Sorry, mom and dad. You tried your best. I know I was your one shot. If you are listening to this, mom and dad, I love you with my entire heart. You tried your best. But it is something that stuck with me through my adulthood, and that it just is what it is. I still love you, mom. Still love you, dad. It just is what it is. Another big reason, which a lot of people don't like to hear this or admit this, but you know me. I already told you. I'm an open book. I admit freaking everything. Low self-esteem. You have a low self-esteem. That's why you're having a hard time setting boundaries. Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe all the other things are allocated to you and you have the highest self-esteem ever. Maybe this doesn't apply to you. You have a low self-esteem. You might be having a hard time finding your place in this world. When you have a low self-esteem and everything's up in the air, it's like you just let everything be up in the air because you just don't know. You don't know. You don't know what, how to fix it. You don't know what to do. You just have a low self-esteem. And that's okay. We're going to work on that. You're going to fix that. And you deserve to have an esteem. Everyone deserves to have some degree of an ego because, like I've said before, what makes someone more worth it than you? Relatively, we all put our pants on the same way, so don't act like we don't. And I mean that in a positive and a negative way. Like, if you have an inflated, big-ass ego, world surrounding around you, you are the only one setting boundaries, yeah, fucking fix that. I'm not gonna lie to you. The world does not revolve around you. You are not worth more than me. But the thing is, you're not worth less than me either. We're equal too. So why are they setting boundaries and you can't? Tell yourself that every day, because you deserve to set boundaries. You deserve to have a self-esteem. You are worth just as much as the next person. You're worth as much as that celebrity over there. You're worth as much as that influencer over there. You're worth as much as that homeless guy over there. You're worth as much as that millionaire over there. No matter who it is, you are worth the same amount as that person. We were all born in this world the same exact way. You deserve to have a self-esteem. And if you have a low self-esteem, just remind yourself that you are worth everything that everyone else is. And you're entitled to everything that everyone else is. Just because you have a low self-esteem does not mean that you can't change that. I've been there, done that. Sometimes I still struggle with my self-esteem. I get it. But it's another reason you may lack boundaries, because you just lack your self-esteem. So you just don't give a fuck. Start giving a fuck. Your life matters. And of course, this one, societal pressures. A big reason you may lack boundaries is because of the societal pressure from the people around you. You have this idea of what it should be and how it could be and all this stuff, but like, how should it be for you? Not everything is for everyone, and not everyone is for everything, you know? Some people's boundaries is being polyamorous. Personally, I don't like that. I don't like it at all. I'm monogamous. Don't you dare fucking talk to another bitch. Oh, I'm cussing a lot today. But don't you dare be flirting with anyone else. Don't be dating anyone else. No, your minds. But just because someone else's standard or boundary is something else doesn't mean you should conform to that. You know, like, be what you want to be. Do what you want to do. It's your life. Take control of it. And you're entitled to it because it's your life. Reminder that there are other people in this world. Still be kind. Still have empathy for the people around you. If someone has a different boundary than you, that is completely okay. That doesn't make their boundary wrong or your boundary wrong. It's just a boundary and it is what it is. Don't let the people around you pressure you into thinking like one boundary is okay and one boundary is not. Is it okay for you or not? Is it okay for you or not? Literally just for you. Is it okay for you? Like, my boundaries are not going to look the same to yours because you may be able to tolerate more than I can. And you might like more than I can. And honestly, I might have less boundaries because you don't like certain things happening to you, but I don't mind. So you know what? Don't let anyone tell you that a boundary is wrong. There are similar people in this world that have similar boundaries to you. You'll find those people, but don't let your boundaries go, or you're not going to find the people like-minded. because you let that boundary go. So the people that are going to align with you are going to be the lack of your boundaries, and it's going to be thrown in your face. You're going to live a life that you don't want to live because you just didn't have those boundaries, you know? So don't let society tell you what your boundaries should or should not be. Do what you want to do and live the life that you want to live. As long as you're not hurting yourself or other people, it doesn't matter what you do. Don't go to jail. Don't hurt people. Literally, that's it. I think that's the cheat code to life. Be a good person and don't hurt people. Everything else in between is just your life, and you live it and do what you want to do. That's all. Because no one else is going to do it for you. What helps the most when setting boundaries is keeping in mind you are not responsible for someone else's reactions. You're just not. Because say, okay, I'm going to go back to the polygamy and monogamous thing. Say you're monogamous and you're dating someone. You didn't know they were polyamorous. You tell them, hey, I only like you. I only want to date you. And they're like, ah, is it okay if I date other people? And you tell them no because you are monogamous. They get mad at you. There is nothing wrong with you for that. You are not responsible for that reaction. You're not, no, it's just your boundary, and that's okay. It might hurt that you have to walk away because you are going to have to stand on business, because if you don't stand on business, you're letting your boundary go, and you're going to get yourself fucked over because you let your boundary go. But if they're reacting poorly to that, that's not your responsibility. It's just not. It's okay to lose some people and some things out of having boundaries. Because if you don't set these boundaries, you're never going to live the life that you want to live. You're going to be stuck in a space that you don't want to be in. And you're going to end up a doormat. Don't end up a doormat. Know that it is not selfish to have any boundary. It's not. You're taking care of yourself. And at the end of the day, who's going to take care of you if you're not taking care of yourself? Because as much as I would like to say that someone's going to come and save you one day, you are the one that's gonna come and save you. There is not anyone that's gonna come knocking on the door and say, here's a cheat code for life. I'm here to make you feel loved. I'm here to make you feel valued. I'm here to make you feel strong. I'm here to make you feel independent. No, you do that. I hate that concept so much because I wish it wasn't like that, but it is not selfish because at the end of the day, no one's gonna take care of you unless you take care of you. People can help you get better, but you, at the end of the day, are going to be the one that helps you get better, helps you set the boundaries, and it's not freaking selfish to do so. Another thing that really helps is being compassionate with yourself. Reminding yourself that you are genuinely worth as much as the next person. You deserve to have these boundaries. You deserve to find your space. You deserve to find your space in this world. You deserve to attract like-minded people. You are worth that because, again, what makes you less worthy than somebody else who's setting boundaries? You're just as worthy. You're just not setting those boundaries yet. And that's okay. Have some compassion for yourself. Love yourself into doing it. If you hate yourself into having boundaries, you're going to set up some weird boundaries. You need to be compassionate with yourself. And just knowing that it's going to be okay because at the end of the day, you got you. You got you. And that's something that's never going to change. Be compassionate with yourself. You got you. And you are able to do that. As much as I thought I could never do this and I was not strong enough to do this and I did not think that I was worth this, at the end of the day, I ended up getting me. I done got by me. And I'm very like, I don't know. I love myself for that. Like, once you start doing these things, you start to be a little bit more compassionate about yourself. You're like, oh, I love myself. I did the thing. And I'm taking care of myself because I know in my heart that it will make me feel better and show up as a better person. Because if I'm having those lack of boundaries, it's going to inevitably just come out in my day-to-day life because I'm just going to get angry and project that onto other people. So I don't know. Just have some compassion for yourself. Love yourself. Don't do the negative self-talk stuff. And being like, oh, maybe I shouldn't do this because I don't know. Maybe I'm just too sensitive. Maybe I'm just, no, you're not too anything. No, you might be sensitive, but that's okay. There's 1,000,005 sensitive people in this world. You'll find them. Just keep your boundaries. Be compassionate with yourself. It's okay. It is literally okay. Just have some compassion. And I think the biggest thing that helps the most is if you are very scared of having a negative reaction or it's like a big boundary that you have to set and it's like you have been dreading it, create a plan. And what I mean by like create a plan, think about worst case scenario, best case scenario. Because a lot of the times we'll sit there and catastrophize it in our brain and make it worse than what it is and seem like it's dooming and the earth is literally going to shatter if anything goes wrong. But literally tell yourself the worst case possible scenario and plan for that. Then tell yourself the best case scenario and then plan for that. Because honestly, I don't think it's going to go either two ways. no matter what it is. It's probably not going to be the worst case because, again, your brain is going to catastrophize it. Just create a plan. And a lot of the times when you sit there and think about it deeply like that, you'll realize your worst fear is really not that bad and it's not that scary. You actually just sat down and thought about it instead of just letting everything go rampant in your brain. You have no plan. You're just like, I just need to tell them this because I need to because I'm being hurt, but that I'm scared to hurt them by telling them that and blah, blah, blah. And then your brain just starts to go like in these loops and these cycles. But if you plan for something, a lot of times you'll realize your brain is making it a lot more worse than what it is. And also, if you create a plan, you have a plan if anything goes wrong. Be prepared is all. Just know that it will be okay in the end because if they do react poorly, they do react negatively, again, a lot of the times that sign of like gaslighting, manipulation, and trying to get you to get your boundaries and walls to come down. So if you lose that person, honestly, cut your losses. That's fine. And you don't want to continue being in a situation where you are a doormat. So cut your losses. If they react so badly, so poorly, it's a sign from God that they're not supposed to be in your life, okay? I'm not big on talking religion. I don't care what your God is, whatever your universe is. I don't give a look at it as a sign that if they do try to do the worst case scenario, probably not a good sign and just cut your losses. You don't need them. And I think that's the way of the universe telling you they are not meant for you anymore. They just aren't and you're ready to move on. And that's okay. But creating a plan is extremely helpful with those fears because a lot of the times, like I said, your brain catastrophizes it. It's really not even that bad. The worst case scenario isn't that bad. It's just scary going into it and confronting it. Confrontation is scary. It just is. Me personally, I'm not the worst at confrontation. I need to tell people, like, if something's wrong, I need to usually tell them right then and there. Like, I can't get it out. Like, we have to figure this out right now. So it's like, honestly, the confrontation doesn't scare me too much. It's just more of the fact of, like, losing the person does really scare me. But then again, I do have BPD. I fear abandonment. It's my fear, I guess. But at the same time, I now look at it as a blessing in disguise if I do lose people by setting boundaries because they're just not meant to be there anyway. And that's okay. And I hope I can teach you that too. And don't get me wrong, I still struggle with setting boundaries from time to time. I really, really do. I just set one, honestly, in between of me recording like this episode once because I'm recreating the same episode. I set a boundary with someone I really did not want to set. Dude, oh, I have to get into this one. Dude. My feelings are hurt right now and my ego is hurting. Okay, so I was messing with this guy, right? I'm like in love with him. Like he's perfect. I'm not going to lie to you. He was so, but I think I'm just like in love with the idea of him. I'm not actually in love with him, but like little, he's like 6'5". He is a marketer for one of the biggest NFL teams. He like moved here from another state, has his own apartment, has his own car. And he just like knows what to do. Like he's that guy. At least I'm idolizing him in my head that way. Right. But, like, he just kept asking me to come over and, like, you know, just, like, do the things. And there was really no dates or anything in between. So I was like, all right, I'm catching a vibe that you don't actually like me, even though I'm in love with you. And you should be in love with me because I'm, like, the most perfect person in the world. Sorry, that's me, like, trying to excuse the fact that, like, I'm hurt by this. It's fine. But, like, he kept asking me to come over last week, but because I was getting the hint that, like, he didn't like me as much as I liked him, and I really don't like sleeping around or anything like that, I kind of just ignored him because I didn't know what to do. But then the other day, he texted me and was like, hey, what's going on? Like, why? Like, you need to come over. And I was like, honestly, I have to be honest with you because if not, I just don't think it's going to end well. It gets to a point where there's no point anymore. Like, if there's nothing going to come from this, I don't want to do this anymore. And I hope you understand. I do really like you. If anything ever changes, let me know. I set a boundary, right? You know what this motherfucker said? He said, for sure, I'll leave you alone. If you're listening on podcast, I have the saddest face on right now. And if you're watching on YouTube, you can see I have a really sad face and I'm curled up in a ball because I'm very sad about it. Setting that boundary was hard because, like I said, dude, he was so perfect. 6'5", marketing for the NFL, moved here and has a car and an apartment, and he just knows what he's doing and he knows what to say all the time. Like, that was hard. I could have just kept going there, like, a few times a week, hanging out with him just to get a little bit of attention or whatever because I'm, like, in love with him. But I know at the end of the day, it's going to hurt me more and I don't want to be in a situationship and it just nothing come from it. So like, I know setting the boundary was hard, but it was what needed to be done in order for me to find my perfect person. Even though I'm idolizing him in my head and I think that he is my perfect person, and one day he'll freaking realize and come back, but it'll be too late. Not my big ass ego. No, but seriously, that was really, really hard for me because like I said, I'm like in love with this man. He's perfect. He's perfect. But I guess he's not so perfect like I made him in my head, or he would have stayed and loved me forever and we would have had beautiful babies. But no, I had to set the boundary so I can go make beautiful babies with another person because I don't want to be in a situationship and he's never going to give me what I want. I don't even really want babies, but I'm making like little jokey jokes right now. But that boundary was really, really hard for me to set. And yeah, I did it anyways. I wish I could show you guys a picture. He's so pretty. I'm in love with him. But yeah, take it from me. I had a hard time setting a boundary this week. And if you're having a hard time, set that boundary. As scary as it is, it's worth it because now I'm going to find my person, you know? And if you set that boundary and you're going through something similar like me, you will find your person. You might be alone for a little bit like me. You might not be going to hang out with him and getting all the cuddles and all the things anymore, but it's fine because eventually someone's going to give you more than that because you set that boundary and you did the dang thing. You did the hard thing. The hard thing usually gives you what you want. Doing easy things doesn't always work out, okay? It's easier to sometimes shut up, sit down, take whatever. It's easy to do that. What's hard is standing up for yourself and getting what you want. So sometimes you got to do the hard thing in order to get what you want. But yeah, that's pretty much all I got for you guys today. Thank you guys for bearing with me through all my technical difficulties. You have no idea how much support I've been feeling because you guys have literally been sticking by me through every error I've been making through this podcast. But again, I'm newer to this. And yeah, I think I have it all figured out now though. So if you are watching on YouTube or on podcast, make sure you follow this podcast so you're not missing an episode every single Friday with high quality content now, because your girl is fixing all the issues and we're being perfectionist over here. I'm really trying my best. I'm back better than ever. Doing the 1% better every day. I'm doing it. I'm actually doing it. So make sure you follow so you can follow along my journey. You can get some cool tips and tricks from a girl who's actually mentally ill and not like a doctor who's just like, I read this textbook once, so I know what I'm talking about. No, I want to take it from the mentally ill person that's already figured it out, because honestly, they get where I'm coming from, like literally, and not in a research way. Like they get it. They just get it. It's like a little radar that we have. So I don't know. Personally, I'd rather want to learn from a mentally ill person than someone who's actually never been through it before. So if you're mentally ill like me, or just going through it like me, because I literally am always going through it for some reason. No, let's not manifest that. But if you're going through things, gone through things, follow this podcast because you can learn a lot from me. I've lived a lot of life at my 23 years of age. I'm going on 24 here soon. But I've learned a lot. So make sure you follow this podcast. If you have the time, make sure to leave me a little review. You'll be one of my first reviews and I'll remember you forever. And yeah, and then we'll be besties forever. So like, leave me a review. And if you're setting a boundary this week or have set a boundary that was really, really hard, leave that down in the comments down below because it helps other people see that and know that they're capable of doing it too. So if you got a little seed to plant, plant the seed down in my comments down below because I enjoy seeing it. It helps me so, so, so much. And I guarantee whoever comes across that comment, it helps them so, 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 so much. And you might even make a friend. Let's make the friends. Follow this podcast, like this podcast, comment on this podcast, please, so I can quit asking you guys and begging you guys. Like, I'm like begging for change. I'm like, spare follow. Anyway, that's all I got for you guys today. Thank you guys for bearing with me this week. Thank you guys for watching. I love you guys more than anything in the whole freaking world. Yeah, and until next week, I love you guys.